Okay, there's also another sutta which talks about other causes and conditions that bring about experience besides just karma. This is actually a reply to Sivika, which I talked about earlier, Sivika Sutta, where the Sivika came to ask the Buddha whether it is true that whatever we experience is a result of past karma. And I did say that the Buddha rejected this idea. And he said that actually there are 8 causes of our experience. The first 3 are related to the humors in our body and to the popular belief and understanding in the Buddhist time that whatever ailments or whatever sensations that we feel in the body is a result of how the humors in our body are formed. The humors in the body, according to the Ayurvedic belief at that time, is based on bile, based on wind, and based on what they call phlegm. These 3 things. So if there is certain experiences might be caused by excessive bile or insufficient bile secretion, some experiences might be caused by insufficient or excessive phlegm, or by winds within the body. And so this is somehow quite related to our Chinese traditional medical approach, which talks about heatiness and coolness and too much wind in your stomach and in your body and so forth, right? Something like that. But it is a concept which has been used by people at the time quite effectively in the treatment of ailments. The fourth one is a combination of these 3. It could be a combination of your bile, the phlegm, and the winds that are not properly balanced. This could also be a cause of it. Then the 5th one is about weather. When you are staying in this aircon room, you feel nice and comfortable. Right? You go out into the sun, then you feel very hot and you sweat a lot. Okay, so this is nothing to do with karma, not past karma, but it's actually because of weather conditions. And the 6th cause for your experiences is called visama parihajana, which means unbalanced way of taking care of your body. Because if you're not selective of your food, you just eat a lot of high cholesterol stuff or very fatty things, you're not choosy, you follow your tongue rather than follow the needs of your body, right? Then you can get into trouble. That's diet. Lifestyle also, if you just sit in front of the computer the whole day, you don't do enough exercise, that will also affect your sensations in your body, your health. And the 7th is due to upakamika. Upakamika means through external effort. Somebody causes some unpleasant experiences to happen to you because of somebody else's exertion or interference, external interference. And the last one is because of karma. Okay, so according to this sutta, the Buddha talks about all these 8 various types of things that can cause pleasant or unpleasant experiences. The last one of which is karma. The first 3 is the humors in the body, bile, phlegm, or wind. And the 4th is a combination of these 3. The 5th is weather. The 6th is your own lifestyle, diet and lifestyle. And number 7 is through external interference. And finally, the last one is because of karma. So what the Buddha is trying to say is that karma is not the only cause of the experiences that we encounter in the course of our lifetime. And there are many other causes as well. But I also like to ask further, if there's imbalance in the body due to too much pitta, too much bile, excessive bile, according to Ayurveda medicine, that excessive bile will lead to mental disorder. So if there's an excessive bile leading to mental disorder, why is it that that particular person's body produces so much bile? Why is that person's hormones out of balance, such that he becomes schizophrenic? Why is it not like any other normal person? Why is it that some people have so much bile that they produce psychosomatic diseases? And so forth. This is also questionable. Why? So in the end, you could say it's also because of karma, isn't it? It is the karma that will influence the production of your hormones and whatever things that are secreted in the body, because you have no conscious control over that. Of course, there is also some connection with your diet and your lifestyle. Let's say everybody is having the same, takes good care of their body. All do exercise, all do qigong, all do yoga, all eat organic food. Yet among these people, there will be differences. Yeah, in the body systems. This story, this Ajahn Brahm story, talks about this couple who found out one day that they were born in heaven, and then they were having such a nice time in heaven. I don't know how many, 20 whole golf course, and everything was so wonderful up in heaven. And then this husband complained to the wife. He said, "You asked me to eat organic food and all those stuff. It took me longer to get here. We should have died earlier and come up to heaven earlier and enjoy all this stuff rather than suffer down on earth."